Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52 to 48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David Smith of Somerset, California, and his son Travis Smith of Folsom were arrested this week on suspicion of starting the Caldar Fire, which threatened the Lake Tahoe areas that burned for over 2 months earlier this year. They deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get more details on Presidents Biden and Putin video call Wednesday.
Russia has legitimate fears over the risk of American military hardware being stationed close to its borders, the country's President Vladimir Putin has said, insisting he still hopes talks with Washington can ease tensions. Putin said negotiations held the day before with President Joe Biden could still help to de-escalate tensions that have flared between Moscow and Washington in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was with Biden on the call to Putin.
He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
Putin is concerned about the potential membership of Ukraine in NATO because that would result in military bases and troops being placed in the territory of Ukraine. Officials in Kiev and Washington have issued a series of warnings in recent weeks claiming that Russia could launch an all-out offensive against its neighbor. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hillary Clinton, during a masterclass pay-per-view session, reads her presidential victory speech from 5 years ago, and she won the election.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, "Look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and 3 children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the President of the United States."
Attorney Greg Jarrett on Fox News reminds Hillary the person responsible for her campaign loss is the person in the mirror.
Yeah, Hillary could teach a master class in cluelessness. I had the misfortune of watching all of it. It was pathetic and embarrassing and actually nauseating. I kept thinking, what kind of a person does this? Well, a person who yearns for relevance, to be sure, but an embittered person who refuses to accept personal responsibility for her own failure. She lost because she ran a hideous campaign with unpopular policies and came across as unlikable, and yet she's obsessed with blaming others, blaming everybody else but herself. Her so-called charity, well, that's a quid pro quo personal enrichment scheme. So, you know, Hillary Clinton sowed the seeds of her own demise. When she looks in the mirror, there's no reflection there. She's like the picture of Dorian Gray, who sold her soul and destroyed herself.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. Happy Thursday to you. John Guandolo is with us. Yes, the counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent. Big question that I have for him here that we're going to unfold. I mean, not only what's going on with Russia and China and these other emerging threats as our government continues to look rather peaked and weak. And it is a threat to American security, no doubt. And more people, according to Rasmussen and other surveys, are realizing the danger here. But the big question I asked John Guandolo is why communists and jihadis work together. Now, this has been, by any other name, whether it's a communist or jihadi, just go down through the history of mankind. And you always have these allies that come together with one intent, and that is to kill and destroy and to steal and rob us blind. And this is happening today in America. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, as always. Great to be back with you.
So help us understand this threat, John. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. This is something that has been done time and time again. This is a consistent playbook when you get antithetical forces that come together in order to take down the prevailing institutions, don't you?
Yes. As you and I have discussed before, you know, what we're witnessing here in America is the culmination of a 100-year communist effort in the United States and about a 60-year Islamic movement in the United States. And they do work together. The communists have really laid the tracks, if you will, upon which the jihadis move inside our system. And so, and they're allowed to do that per their law, because their law, the Sharia, Islamic Sharia, drives everything they do. So long as it doesn't, meaning they can do anything so long as it doesn't violate Sharia. So they can partner with nationalist organizations, including communists, so long as they're operating, they never violate Sharia. You know, right. The communists.
And of course, they can lie in the name of taqiyya, right? So, because
yes.
the ends justify the means. So, they're really untrustworthy as far as anything that you would expect. And this is the problem with Americans, our culture. We want to trust people. We want to believe in our elected officials. And slowly but surely, John, here, the people are waking up and going, oh, my God, we have communists that are running our government here. Really, seriously, communists. And
right.
And they have connected, as you're saying here, in helping us to understand the threat, that people keep thinking that the jihadis are more overseas than here. But they're no longer existential. They're living amongst us. And especially when we consider what's happening with our southern border, we don't know who's coming across. All we know that every time they start picking up stuff, there's Muslim prayer rugs, there's Quran documents, you know, and Bibles, if you can say that, that are strewn all over the place as they've been scooting across the border and coming into our country. You know, to give you some indication that the threat itself is more imminent than most people want to wake up and see. But the border towns are seeing it, though, John.
They sure are. And you're seeing, you know, the cartel working with international and, you know, U.S. or Central South American communist organizations working together with Hamas and Iranian assets like Hezbollah, all working together. And again, the end game, while the individual players like drug cartels or those trafficking people are financial, there is an unholy alliance among them. And the communists truly want communism. The jihadis truly want an Islamic State under Sharia. Others involved may have selfish, you know, unideological, if you will, desires, but it doesn't mean they won't work together in order to pursue it. And for us, for the American people, and this is the key, the focus is to bring down the republic from the communist and Islamic movement's perspective.
Exactly. Is this a bit of that old tried proverbial, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
Well, that I hear that a lot, but the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend. But for them, you know, it truly is a marriage of convenience. So in that sense, yes, it is all about advancing their cause. And each of the leadership of these movements believes in the end they will, you know, they'll be triumphant. But there will be, if God forbid, they actually achieve their goals, that these entities will have to fight amongst themselves to determine who actually is running the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you think about this, John, if they were to be successful, the end game here, and let's just go along with this idea that they absolutely corrupt and destroy America as we know it today. We know they're down the road, but let's just say that they're successful in doing it. Then what do they have? You know, they've blighted a country that has preserved the West, has preserved democracy. That all goes to hell in a handbasket. And, I mean, we've unleashed anarchy and absolute madness to such a level that I don't think the people can even begin to comprehend the possibility here.
Right. Well, that's a great question. And I think if you look historically at nations that have been overthrown and turned communist and are worse off from the perspective of the people, which is how Americans look at it. It's how you, when you framed your question, you know, to us, the destruction of the free market economy and liberty, that's the negative. To them, that is not the negative. Mm-hmm. They truly want communism, and we have to get it through our head that that is absolutely what the goal is here. And I believe to free-thinking people, it's very difficult to comprehend why somebody would want to do that. But the truth is they do want to do it. Why would anybody want to establish an Islamic State under Sharia? But you got, you know, a billion Muslims, the majority of them working to do that. And
right.
Therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a religion for them. It is with religious fervor. And they believe that there's a special golden rainbow for them on the other side. John, regarding the jihadis, we realize here more and more in America that the communists are living amongst us. It's much more pervasive than we realized, especially within the halls of our government and the powers that they control. What is the estimation in terms of a jihadi incursion into our government?
Oh, well, it's massive. I mean, I just did an article and a report on it. If you look, you have a large number of Al Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and other military jihadi organizations whose leaders have and are working inside the government in suits. And it's
I want to talk more about that on the other side of the break. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh Fashion Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent John Guandolo, continues with us. John, a question that arose right as we were going to break is we understand that the communists, I think more and more Americans are realizing this, although I think that I agree with you, is that too many Americans are still in denial. They just cannot believe that the forces of communism are so well entrenched that they've even elected communists, you know, to represent them in Congress. But, you know, it's like, hey, these are the facts. This is the reality. You know, forget about what they say. Look at what they've done. And it just seems that so much of what they're doing continues to compromise our constitutional rights and our standing for freedom. And these are the people that we elected. And yes, as Trevor Loudon says, with all his research, they are, in fact, Marxists and communists. But you were saying in terms of jihadis, and we know that, which is so ironic after 9/11, you would think that we really would have buttoned this thing down. But it's like after 9/11, it's almost like everybody got lax and it got worse. And so now we have the red carpet open for these jihadis and these nefarious forces that want to come in and still kill and destroy our countrymen and our country.
Well, I think, you know, once you make a decision, and I'm talking about our government leadership after 9/11, once you make a decision that you're not going to actually know the threat, know the enemy, which honestly, 100%, let's just talk about the jihadis for a minute, 100% of the jihadis, whether we're talking about military forces on the ground in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Africa, or whether we're talking about jihadis in places like Brussels or, you know, Spain or Germany or Boston or Garland, Texas, or San Bernardino, California, they all say we're Muslims waging jihad to establish an Islamic state under Sharia. And for over 20 years, our government leaders on both sides of the political aisle have basically said, well, they don't mean that, or they've got their version of Islam wrong. And it's just so we brush it off when, in fact, what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood openly say is the reason they do what they do is normative and universally taught Islamic doctrine. And they teach it in U.S. Islamic schools to 10-year-olds, and we have their textbooks. We see that. So that's why understanding the threat advocates that you've got to deal with this at the local level, because at the national security level, at the level of the intelligence organizations, DHS, FBI, et cetera, they have utterly failed. And if the state and local authorities don't deal with it, it will not be dealt with.
And, John, you reported on this earlier that, you know, you were taking information to them. You saw where they willfully and clearly omitted training and teachings on this very issue. So they've really dumbed down our national security, haven't they?
Well, that's right. And it was the key is what the other side is doing, what the communist movement, the Islamic movement are doing is intentional. And they literally have strategic plans, and they have lines of operation to achieve the objectives of their strategy. And that is incredibly important to understand. These are not just, you know, the training materials being purged out of the system. That didn't just happen because, you know, one guy decided, hey, this stuff, that happened because the Islamic movement said, in order to control what FBI agents learn about Islam, we have to get this other stuff out. And we do that by saying it's offensive and it goes against Islam and it's our religious liberty. And we get them to do it. And then you have dumb, unprofessional people in the government, as well as nefarious people who work to do what the enemy wants them to do. And these are very key things you have to understand how they're getting their objectives met by our leaders.
Yes. And the thing that people need to understand is this is like, you know, like the Bible talks about leaven, how it spreads. And it does, in fact, even at the local level, you know, you got all these smash and grabs and all this lawlessness that's happening in these major cities across the country. And it's interesting to note, and I posed this with one expert, I said, you know, as you look at these cities that are impacted with all this lawlessness, they seem to be dominated by Democrats and Democrat leadership. What is that telling us, John?
Well, again, that goes back to your very first question about communists and jihadis working together. I would say the leaders of these cities, whether it's Houston, Texas, or Minneapolis, Minnesota, and all the others in between, they're communists. They can have a D after their name, but these people are communists. And in many cases, they are actively engaged in the Communist Party USA and Democratic Socialists of America, actively participating in communist activities. They're not just, it's not, I'm not just saying it as a flip of the hand. Oh, that guy's a communist, meaning he's left-leaning. These are communists.
Yes.
I mean, you know, when we can show that, you know, James Comey in an interview admitted he was a communist, when you explain that to people, like these are not just liberals or progressives. They're communists. And again, we've got to get that into our mind. What they're doing is they want communism. And that may not make sense to us, but that's what they're doing. And we got to lock that down in our heads and operate against it because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like we're reproducing, you know, the world back at the turn of the century and this idea of appeasement, this idea that, well, if we were nice enough to them, maybe they would come and see it our way. Well, look what happened. Case in point, just for China, we've bent over backwards to help the communist Chinese. And what are they doing? I mean, they have incarcerated Uyghurs. They've enslaved them. They're selling organs. They're harvesting their organs for profit. It's absolutely disgusting. And here we are as a country, you know, getting all tied up in knots whether or not we should go to the Olympics and support China. You know, oh, we can't do that all in the name of athleticism. Well, wait a minute. Since when did the athletes trump, you know, human dignity? You know, time and time again, I mean, we've got even a basketball player, you know, from the NBA who just became a citizen who's been, you know, making a statement about the injustice that's going on. And, of course, he's being blackballed and he's, you know, he's getting limited play time. He's still happy to get paid his millions of dollars in that. But he's been calling out the Chinese on that big 16, you know, size 16 tennis shoe of his, with, you know, like a billboard, you know, calling him out for their you know, for their human inhuman treatment of human beings, you know, whether it's the Uyghurs or others.
Right. I mean, the thing is, we've got many folks out there that are speaking truth, to include you, me, my organization, Understanding the Threat. And the reality is, in life, and this has been my experience, is a small group of people, a decent group of people are going to hear it and say, well, yeah, I agree. There's definitely a problem. But a much smaller group of people are going to say, this is a real issue. We got to get involved now.
Well, that's exactly it.
Quite, at this point, we need to engage. And that's why I encourage people, go to understandthethreat.com, get trained, and get involved, because we have got to put freedom on the offensive right now.
Amen. Yes, America, this is a wake-up call, and listen to what John is saying. This is not new. He's been sounding the alarm ever since I've known him, and as we have seen it progress, John, we're not gaining ground. We're losing ground. It is the progressives. It's the communists. It's the jihadis that are winning the battles here, and we've got to engage. If not, we're going to be overrun. It's going to be too late, don't you say?
I do. The enemy intends to win this war, and we need to intend to defeat them and crush them. And that's what Understanding the Threat does.
Your website again to get activated.
UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Contact us. Say we want to bring in
soft rock or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID, the disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David Smith of Somerset, California, and his son Travis Smith of Folsom were arrested this week on suspicion of starting the Caldar Fire, which threatened the Lake Tahoe areas to burn for over 2 months earlier this year. They deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As we get ready for the greatest gift ever to be bestowed upon humankind. Christmas is just around the corner. We welcome you back at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And dealing with the news of the day, deliberations in the Jussie Smollett case enters day number two. It is in the hands of the jury. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter insists on backing Jussie Smollett. They say we can never believe the police. Again, this proves case in point what Jordan Peterson had to say in terms of being so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. You know, what are we about here? Are we about justice for all? And what's hanging in the balance here is really a double-edged sword with what Jussie Smollett has thrust upon the American people and upon our culture right now. With us to talk about it is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and maybe coming soon, the 11th fact that we can't talk about is the Jussie Smollett case, professor.
Yeah, I mean, the Jussie Smollett case has been ridiculous and funny from the beginning, and I mean, it's the ending, you know, the final season of the show, as people say, where they make simulation jokes, isn't disappointing. Mm-hmm. You know, the Black Lives Matter endorsing Smollett and saying essentially they would never believe a police officer. I mean, that was That was a surprise. The philosopher Liam Bright on Twitter, a witty black guy, said that the political left seems dedicated to taking every possible L, like every imaginable defeat. They could have stayed out of this one. But, I mean, nonetheless, that does indicate something about BLM. I mean, that this is a radical organization, has been all along, so on down the line. But we'll see what normal citizens say about Jussie today.
Without a doubt. And plus, it's interesting to note that we're not hearing a lot from Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson and all this, are we?
Well, no. I think that there's a split in kind of the civil rights establishment between, you know, whatever you might think of them, the Jessies, the Al's, the people that have hosted big meetings, the NAACP, and kind of the young radicals. I mean, so you're seeing a lot of, you know, third wave feminist groups come out and endorse Jussie Smollett. You're seeing BLM, National Foundation, endorse Jussie Smollett. I don't think Jesse Jackson, who is, for all his flaws, a pragmatic old street fighter, a politician who's run for president, I don't think he's going to come out there and say Jussie told the truth. Because at a certain level, it's obvious he didn't. I mean, we have the Olfandario brothers in court saying all kind of crazy stuff, that he paid them by personal check to beat him up, that they were apparently all gay lovers. I mean, it's an insane case, but I don't think that, you know, someone like Mel Brooks or Jesse Jackson, any of these guys are going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Exactly. And meanwhile, you had named talking heads in the mainstream media in support of this, extending an incredible amount of compassion, The View as well, and they've gone rather silent. And maybe to their credit a little bit, is they're waiting on due process. Imagine that. And waiting to see what the judgment finally is before they, you know, come out and offer any kind of apology. If that's even within their sphere of reason and fairness.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to see any apologies here. Not that wouldn't be deserved, but I mean, there are levels of bias. I mean, if this makes sense, in the Ahmaud Arbery case, for example, the right tends to be pro-police, but you didn't see you know, right-wing big guns like Sean Hannity come out in support of the McMichaels because they were obviously guilty. It's the same thing in the Rittenhouse case, where, I mean, there was a lot of screaming and frantic nonsense from the left, but I mean, newsmen like Jake Tapper, who had watched the video and seen that Rittenhouse was pretty clearly innocent, it didn't have a whole lot to say. And this is either one of those cases times 10x, because we know that Jussie Smollett is guilty. I mean, I'm a lawyer by background. I wouldn't say that in a case if I wasn't pretty sure of it, but I mean, we have the video, if you remember from 2019, of the Olfandario brothers going with Smollett's check and buying ropes and bright red hats and all of this stuff in Chicago. We know what happened. The only thing that's making this case at all interesting is Jussie Smollett not just accepting his 6 months in jail, but instead saying that he's not guilty. And I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Well, you know, it's consistent. Dinesh D'Souza, one time we were talking, and he said that what he learned from his days of incarceration, if you remember, for some voter impropriety, right? Some donation to a friend. And anyway, he said that what he learned, the big takeaway for him in that 8 month of incarceration was, he says, Bill, the cons never give up the con. That is a credo. And here you've got Jussie Smollett, and I see this time again. Ever since he said that to me, I see this time and again where the cons just refuse. I mean, forget it. Their hands in the cookie jar, crumbs all over the face, and they're saying, what cookie? I didn't take no cookie. You know, come on.
Well, there actually are whole songs about that from, like, youth party culture. I mean, like Shaggy, the Jamaican, rapper, basically, but has a whole song about, like, getting drunk, sleeping with someone else, his wife catches him, and it's just the entire kind of, this whole song is just him lying, like, are you going to believe me or your eyes? To a certain extent, that's a much older line from the old romantic comedies, right? It's the same situation.
Yes.
The guy's wife walks in. But I think that to a certain extent, if you're an utterly amoral person, if you're on that sociopath line, and a lot of successful people are, actually. Let's not delude ourselves here. But, I mean, to a certain extent, there's nothing ever to be gained by being honorable and telling the truth. What Jesse Smollett has to understand at some level is that there's a certain block of Americans, stupid white liberals, you know, Hood brothers, people that are just going to say, I don't believe the guy from Empire did it. I don't trust the justice system. That's maybe 25% of blacks, 30% of liberal whites. So you're talking to that audience. You're saying, I want you buying the CDs and the DVDs when I get out. So there's really no reason to say, yeah, I'm an idiot. You know, I tried to start a race war. I committed this major race hoax. So what would that gain you, I guess? And the answer for most people is just sort of, you know, honor, dignity. You can do your probation and work with the kids. I mean, come on, give it up. You got caught. But you're exactly right. A hardened con is never going to say I got caught because their job is one that involves getting caught.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's just that simple. And the thing is, you know, I project it and consider the impact that it has. I mean, here you are raising kids and you're trying to teach them these moral values, and this kind of stuff is infiltrating the culture and them. I mean, it's kind of like what happened during the Clinton impeachment deal. It ignited a sexual revolution that is so underreported even to this day, which is quite shocking, is that you had a lot of teenagers, you know, because it all depended on what the definition of is, and it wasn't exactly sex. And so, you know, if you didn't do sex in a traditional way, everything else was okay. And the thing is, Will, I got to tell you, this even impacted kids were church-going kids that were part of Christian families to an incredible degree. There was this incredible book that was written where they had interviewed all these young girls and their definition of what sex, and it was in direct relationship to what was put out into the marketplace so irresponsibly by a president of the United States. And we're underestimating what that will do, as I believe that we're underestimating the impact that this could have for people who are suffering real racial offenses that need to be heard. And this is all being compromised at you know, at their expense. Thank you very much, Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll talk after a break, probably. Yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, I'm interested in whether the Clinton trial did have an effect on, say, teen pregnancy rates or something like that, because there are a lot of factors in society. But yeah, the idea that people, especially church-going kids, had sex a bit more in the 90s by using these flexible definitions, like does anal count? I mean, that's been discussed by pretty well-known people.
Right. But this definitely, you know, came into play, and for some reason I just saw it as a deposit into the minds of these young people and gave them a license to to justify their sexual misbehavior, and all because the president was fighting for his political life. We've got more from Professor Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
A little mood music for the season, why not? Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, I wanted you to finish your thought here because we were getting, slowed down by the coming break. And I wanted you to pick up your thought before we went to break.
Well, I want to keep this as PG as possible. But I think the idea that socially friendly high school girls have flexible definitions of sex, I mean, as someone who went to Catholic school for part of the 90s, I don't think that's entirely new, just keeping it there. But, I mean, certainly if you're trying to raise kids, the increasing relativism in society might be a way to put that. That is something that you're going to notice all around you. So, yeah, I mean, the Bill Clinton impeachment. Now, one solution, of course, is just not to expose your kids to a lot of this crap.
Right.
Our culture is, in general, a good one for adults. We're ruthless in business. We have delicious food from all around the world. You know, our edgy cosmopolitanism isn't bad if you're 40 and you can avoid it by living in the suburbs. It's very troubling if you are a 9-year-old girl or something like that. You're seeing the beauty and sexuality messages that are being sent to you and so on. To some extent, as a parent, you can avoid 90% of this. I mean, send your kid to a good private school in town if you can afford that. Give them a flip phone as opposed to an iPhone. I mean, there's really no reason why someone in that high school freshman zone where you could be influenced by this should be watching, like, all the episodes of Empire Uncensored. Yeah. But nonetheless, of course, people do, and that's something that is a force in society. So, yeah, if you see Bill Clinton lying and BSing, and then Jussie Smollett lying and BSing, and this is part of a culture where everyone seems to be lying and BSing all the time, where you see Trump and Biden going against each other in a televised setting, and there's no reason for your kid to avoid that. Yes, of course that's going to have a negative impact. It's one of the issues of living in a modern cosmopolitan society. It's one of the biggest issues.
Well, and you brought up something that is so key to this, and this is, you know, this moral relativism and, you know, the truth is relative. You know, when we went down that road and began to embrace that concept, this is what brought us to today, that allows for fake news, it allows for anonymous reporting, it allows for, you know, here we are supposedly talking about justice and social justice, and the court of public opinion is running around half-cocked, you know, hanging people and taking them to the gallows before they know the whole story. I mean, look what they want to do. You bring up Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, he was already signed, sealed, delivered, and done as far as the court of public opinion was concerned. And then they went through due process. And for those, as you said, there's still a percentage of people that just cannot accept that a jury of his peers unanimously, vacated his sentence.
Yeah, the Rittenhouse thing is an interesting example, and I'll get into the broader point in a second, but it's an interesting example of the problems with media, because Kyle Rittenhouse was obviously innocent, and he was presented as obviously guilty. And that indicates the impact that bias can have. I mean, most people aren't going to stand up even now and say totally immoral, insane things. They're just going to present things from their own perspective as much as possible. And you can really see huge swings in what's seen as true just based on those perspectives. So, I mean, most people I knew that watched mainstream American news, for example, thought Kyle Rittenhouse had only killed black people. I've had major conversations about that in barbershops, on basketball courts, so on. And most people, probably the 70% majority, were shocked to find out that everyone who was shot was white.
Right.
Because there were conscious efforts to avoid saying that. The pictures were shown maybe once at the start of each segment. And then you'd go into something like Black Lives Matter protesters protesting for the dignity of black lives. That was the description on CNN. So, I mean, the Rittenhouse thing was remarkable. Now, the question of whether you need morality to be a good leader and so on is actually an interesting one. I mean, I think Julius Caesar would probably say no. But there has to be kind of a hard line that's drawn. Traditionally, what people in kind of non-Christian but highly civilized societies, whether you're talking about Greece or the Abbasid Caliphate, would say is that morals, how you treat your wife or something, may be relative, but objective truths are not relative. So if someone shot three white guys, I don't think any historical philosopher would say it makes sense to say they shot three black guys. Mm-hmm. And although yes, both of us probably think morality is preferable, that's a perfectly functional standard for society. The problem, though, is that we now seem to be relativistic enough that people are saying, no, we're challenging the objective truths, too. So, I mean, you saw Lessons, but you saw Colin Wright on Tucker the other day, the famous biologist, saying sex is real. And it's very, very weird. I mean, he gave a good presentation on it, but it's very, very weird that we're now trotting people out to say that sex exists. And that implies to me that there are a lot of people arguing that it doesn't. So that often is where you end up when you get into the trendy postmodern space. You know, like once people have redefined most of the values, well, I mean, to get published, you have to do something else.
Right. Well, you know, and to your point here, I believe the truth can withstand the scrutiny. I mean, it proves itself out time and again, and it's okay. Go ahead and challenge it. I mean, you know, go ahead and challenge the law of gravity, for example. You know, you're going to find out when you hit the ground, oh, doggone, you know, that hurts, and gravity still exists. So, and this is kind of the phase that it seems that our culture is going through right now. One sidebar of admonition for Kyle Rittenhouse, I might add, I saw him doing a podcast, and he had something to say about LeBron, and I thought that was, you know, on the face, a bit inappropriate, inopportune, and I think that this is not helping him. For a kid who says that he supported Black Lives Matter, and, you know, for him to come across, because I think that people have had, you know, out of everything that was said and done, an initial response after the trial that this kid was, he's innocent, he's 18, he's a young man, seems to be pretty sharp and that sort of thing, but he's getting caught up in the, in the spotlight a little bit, and I think that he could learn something from another young man, you know, who was able to garner bazillions of dollars just by being quiet. Nick Sandman, who has spoken with Kyle and has given him some counsel, but I think that Kyle is getting ahead of himself a bit and trying to think that he's you know, some sort of social justice warrior and, you know, attacking. I mean, leave LeBron James alone. Let him say what he's going to say and it'll stand on its own. And but he doesn't need to answer back and be aggressive. I think if he continues down that road, it's not going to serve him well.
Well, I think I kind of disagree on that. I think broadly that's true. So, like, I gave advice to Kyle Rittenhouse on social media. Apparently people in his camp saw it. But I basically just said, I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse should take 6 or 7 months off and get totally out of the public spotlight.
Exactly.
And,
I agree with that.
You know, yeah, but like work out, go hunting. He's apparently a good shooter. I mean, you know, hang out with, he apparently has a steady girl, spend some time with her. I mean, been in jail, my guy. I mean, for quite a while. You know, just this sort of thing, you know, reunite with your parents. The last thing for Rittenhouse that would be mentally healthy, like people that are heavily in the culture war debate, whether or not we find them entertaining as adult men, but like Matt Getz, we're saying things like, I'd love Kyle Rittenhouse to come be my intern. I'd love him to come live in D.C. near me. And I mean, you know, this is someone who's currently involved in a legal case involving some, they're dubious, but they're there, sexual allocation, D.C.'s 6th or 7th biggest city in the country. There's no way that's good for Kyle Rittenhouse. So what he needs to do is get out of the spotlight, spend some time with his family. But with that said, I thought the one LeBron comment, as long as he didn't keep making this, was actually very appropriate. It went viral that day. Because Rittenhouse is saying these things that celebrities say have an actual impact. Like, I'm the defendant in a criminal case. And there's someone out there making jokes, like it looks like the defendant is fake crying. So the whole set of those comments, like, you could have sent me to jail, bro. You know, like, it's hard for me to cheer for professional athletics if you guys keep doing this. That, I think, was the one that resonated with almost every sports fan. I mean, my NFL viewership dropped by 20% or whatever it was. I mean, just on and on down the line. Like, I think that's the way a lot of guys feel. Like, I won't say shut up and dribble as an ethnic fan as you are, but it's pretty close. You know, like, go out there, do your job. Like, I don't get to come to a courtroom and just give my random opinion about different things.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I guess for me, what I am you know, saying to you and exposing to my audience is an oversensitivity to the language. I just didn't, you know, I just didn't want to hear him, you know, say, you know, F you, LeBron. I just, you know, it's like, you know, I don't think that really, because what LeBron had to say, I think the court of public opinion, and as you stated, had already decided that, you know, LeBron was off base and, you know, whatever, and he's just, you know, He should concentrate on his game.
Well, yeah, again, as an adult man, I mean, it's always better to be sort of quietly dignified. If he just said, well, I wish LeBron had considered that he could have sent B to jail and then move on to the next question, yeah, of course, that would be better. The basic point, I think, is valid. And there are a lot of different things that you could ask there. Like, should the right be focused on having kind of its own edgy spaces where you're, you know, having a profane debate about basketball, Kyle Rittenhouse? I don't know. I mean, I think that that's something that's become very popular as a form of entertainment. And I personally, I'm not the most moral guy in the world. I have no objection to it. But is that, are you, by challenging the culture constantly, just doing the same thing? Like, do you need a right-wing version of, like, the edgy R-rated movie studio? I mean, I think that's a question people are going to start debating pretty
soon. I think so.
I think you're right.
As we wrap things up here, about 40 seconds left, this January 6th commission continues, and they just, I don't know that there's much credibility here. It seems like they're already, they've got the conclusion already figured out. They're just, you know, going through the process, I guess.
Well, I mean, this is the last sentence. Remember, this is a hyper-partisan organization. I mean, they didn't let the minority party pick the minority members. I'm sure the Republicans are capable of this kind of thing, too, but it's just propaganda TV, North Korean media.
Yep.
Like, Jim Jordan was thrown off the cake. Yeah, I wouldn't. Hey, George, that's good.
Thank you very much, Dr. Riley. Appreciate it.
Food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network.